Tonight on Eric A. Sinati Unplugged, the ink isn't even dry, ladies and gentlemen, and the course of our nation is shifting along as we move. Welcome to 2025. Congratulations to Donald J. Trump, our 47th President of the United States. Welcome to office to Mr. President. We wish you the best. So he has been a busy, busy character running like he said he was going to do. He's already pushing people. They're already out there, Border Patrol. They've already turned off the application on the phone app for people to apply and come in. I mean, crazy stuff's going on. On January 20th, 2025, Donald J. Trump stepped out from the shadows back into the Oval Office as our 47th President of the United States of America, marking the beginning of his second term, which Sinati predicts is going to be a powerful one. He's got nothing to lose. He's taking names, and he's going to do stuff. Good for him. Second term. So today we're going to dive deep into a series of executive orders that he's been going through. Anybody's been watching the news, there's stacks of papers. I actually have a pen from one of them. He signs with a different pen. It's kind of interesting. We have a very exciting guest in the green room in a minute. But we're going to dive into some of these orders with our guest. And what's interesting, folks, our guest is a new political contributor to our network, to Sinati Nation Radio, right here on iHeart. So we're going to be bringing him in a minute. He is a political contributor, and he's a two-time candidate for the mayor of the great city of New York, New York City. Gotta love it. So within hours of taking office, now we all know, folks, not in my scripted notes, but there was supposed to be the swearing in outside. Now, my new contributor, Darren, that's coming on in a minute, him and I were present in Washington, D.C., but not everybody got to go to everything because of the weather. So me and my new contributor, which I can't wait to introduce you to, Darren, for now is all I'll tell you, we were privileged enough to be in the District of Columbia. It was quite cold. We were in technically in the second row of the outdoor seating, but when they had to move the seating, we ended up going to the convention center. I actually really felt bad. Darren and I talked about it. We felt bad for some of these people because they came and waited online. But all right, Darren and I will talk about that moving forward. But decisions have been made. America is on the move. Trump is taking names and prisoners as he goes. These decisions are not just making headlines. They are the roadmap to the upcoming battles that just lie ahead with this administration. But first, I am thrilled to announce today's new special guest, who I newly hired along with my executive producer, my team, a personal friend of mine for 20 years, Darren Aquino. Bring him in, Kerry. Hey, Darren.
How are you?
Good.
How you doing,
How are
buddy?
You, my buddy, Darren? Me and Darren go way back.
Good.
Way back. Good. And I am so welcome to the team. Kerry, you have any advice for him?
Just have fun.
We're going to have a great time. So, Darren, take about 2 minutes and tell the folks who you are.
Well, I'm Darren Aquino, your longtime friend.
Longtime friend.
Longtime friend. I'm a national advocate. I've been most of my adult life for people with disabilities.
But bigger than just an advocate. You're one of the biggest.
Right. Well, I started under Ronald Reagan. I was a young guy. I became one of his famous memos. And speeding up to today, most of those ADA changes.
Tell them what you are an advocate for, because I want to.
People,
know how
okay.
That
I am. When I started, it was just Advocates for Disabled Americans in 1983, after I received help from Reagan. But as years went by, police officers, veterans were asking for help because those agencies that are supposed to help you were abandoning you. So training myself civil rights law, working.
And that's how we became, you know what I mean? I brought my legal skills to you and.
But we talked about that when we met.
You're a champion. How many times have you beat the government?
I had to teach myself civil rights law. I was a big voice for the ADA with Congress and the Senate because of Ronald Reagan.
You are a no BS guy. You are, I like him, Gary, because he's an in your face guy. He'll call a spade, and if it needs to be said, he's willing to get hurt for somebody else so they don't have to get hurt. And I like that about you. That's why you're on our team.
Thank you. And I'm happy to be on your team. Hey, you're a stand-up guy too. Come on now. Look at all your accomplishments. You're out there.
Hey, listen, you know what? I want to hear them. No, I never hear anything good.
But you're an incredible guy. Look at all the time that's spent. Listen, we went to Washington. We had yellow section, which was not second row, but first row.
Right, we definitely. And, I didn't want to break. All right, get through it.
We had the additional tickets for other disabled, but with the security issue, the weather, but the secret security issue.
And the Secret Service scooped us up pretty fast.
Oh, my God. They lost it. But, you know, I attribute that to the outgoing administration because you see how they locked down the city like we were caged animals.
But, you know, could you imagine, God forbid, somebody took another swipe at the president? I mean, let's be real.
Oh, my God.
And you remember, you and I were there together in 16. We sat next to each other. We were
there.
That's
right. That's right.
And how many people did we see get taken away on stretchers, and it wasn't even that cold?
I know. Yeah. That was a beautiful day compared to this day. But
actually, Darren, you and I were on CNN that day.
We were.
CNN swooped down to the front row, and everybody started blowing my phone up saying, right. I see you and Darren on CNN.
And the lady next to me was People Magazine, remember?
People Magazine. And then NPR interviewed me, and they hate my guts.
Well, you know what I told when you would turn the other way to Frank, I was telling him, just how did you get up here? Are you the press? I said, no, these seats should be for disabled access.
The press should
be behind us, not next to us or in front of us.
You know, folks, Darren here truly, let me tell a long story about 15 years ago about Darren.
Go ahead.
We went to dinner at Carmine's in Italy. Who the best Italian restaurant, right? Carmine's. So we went to Carmine's. We hung out with some good friends of ours, and then we were getting a ride from a car service of some sorts, insider car service, and you saw somebody crossing the road, handicapped, and you had NYPD shut the road down. Tell that story.
Oh gosh,
he had the road shut. You had Broadway shut down.
Pretty much. During the, there's so much complication with access for people with disabilities, especially during events. You know, they try to isolate them. They call them hot zones for political figures. But the ADA is the 14th Amendment for we the people, not for you, the elected or the police officer. Those police officers and elected are to enforce that right of mine. So, you know, we had a...
And it's not a benefit, it's an entitlement.
That's right. It's a sovereign right.
Right.
It is a sovereign right that gets compromised regularly, as you know.
But you and I are on the committee now, under the new administration. We're working on that, moving that money.
Yeah, we need that to make it official throughout the United States, because as you know, I got to keep fighting a law that's there, and every state doesn't get to decide, but they prolong the enforcement that enriches the lives of our veterans, our disabled veterans in every state in the union. Listen, the law is in place. Right. Comply.
You know, comply. You know, and you know what? You know what makes me angry? Don't say thank you for your service to me when you screw me on something else.
Oh, yeah.
Actually mean thank you for your service and don't say it at all.
That's right. Well, look what they did in New York. Look what the mayor and the governor. The other two administrations did the same thing.
De Blasio?
They just increased the amount of disabled. And there were 3,000 homeless veterans in New York. And when they started getting housing because everybody was screaming and they're using our tax dollars, listen, you take care of our veterans. But these are disabled veterans, fall into a different criteria. Okay.
Now, what was it that you did back in the day, too, with the Occupy Wall Street people? I remember you were big in the paper then, too.
Well, that was, again, like, everything has to do with access and inclusion, participation. The same enjoyment that an able body has is supposed to be a disabled.
Equal application of the
law. That is what the ADA is. It emplaces accommodations to make it equal, okay? That's what it does. It doesn't say, hey, oh, that poor guy. It protects the ability within, right? I lobbied for it. I was a voice for it to teach these moron senators and congressmen because none of them were disabled, so they couldn't fathom it. They think it's a pity party. It's not, okay? It's
putting another piece of news for you, by the way, Darren.
Yes.
Sonati Nation Radio, only on iHeart, is making a donation to your advocate program.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. We appreciate the support of the public. I am the longest standing multi-disability civil rights policing group in the country. We've had plagiarizers come in, steal my name and some of the protocols by not using a name. They think they could steal the service American people.
You're the real deal.
To cheat the American people and say, look at this. Who exploits a veteran and shows him after he's all beat up after war and then puts him on a camera with his family to show how he was served? That's just wrong.
Thank you.
That is wrong.
And you know what? I want to give you another plug. Hey, Kerry, check this out. Did you know that he's been on several episodes of Law & Order? He's an actor, too.
Three seasons.
Just told me about SVU.
When you edit this, make sure you pop up in on a scene.
I was a regular on the show. Dick Wolf liked the idea, and Ted Kotcheff, two executive producers.
He's a fan of this show, so you better let him know you're on it.
And when I told Dick my situation, he said, Darren, we'll do it. We'll put real disabled
actors. And you know
what?
You're really good.
Well,
you're really good.
The whole intention of that is, you got disabled actors. They should be working every day. But
Don't they have a disabled veterans and actors union?
Well, they started using real ones in 2001. We're talking 24 years ago. I got them to do this. I got production to do it. The interferers are casting. Casting agency, Grant Wilfrey, Central Casting. They were not doing
Grant,
the right
they
thing.
Do all the HBO stuff. Yeah.
You know, they weren't doing the right thing. When they heard about me, they called me. Could you get us people? Then they tried to, like, squeeze me in to make me think that, we'll hook you
I've
up.
I've gotten several phone calls. You and I are going to do one. He called me, like, five times this year to go and do Law & Order. And I got called for Just Like That with Sarah Jessica Parker.
Well,
it was
a great show.
One
of the greatest shows I ever worked on was Dick Wolf's project. I worked on Criminal Intent. They kept me working, and I was an actor with a disability, and they let me be a cop with an obvious limp. So, I mean...
Dick, don't got a limp.
And, well, a little limp, you know, you had it. And,
listen,
and
have you
it's
seen
there.
Some of these guys try to get out of their car?
When you're walking quickly, and you're moving, and you're in the scene, or you're stationary, you know, it's about... Hey, I got to be a regular, and I helped others, and they just looked at me and said, this guy...
Weren't you also an auxiliary officer, too?
I was when I was... just before I had the car accident, when I was 23, I just had my daughter, and I did it in Staten Island for a year.
Did
I went on
like
the streets patrolling.
Now, see, folks that don't know, auxiliary police in New York. They actually do a lot.
They do a lot, but they don't get enough recognition.
They don't get the recognition. Right.
They don't get treated with the same respect. But when I become mayor, that's all going to change. I'm going to change.
And who's going to be your deputy mayor?
Yes, you will be. I'll make you first deputy mayor, and you're
the... Or that police commissioner.
Well, we have a police commissioner lined up, but I think for our disabled veterans, New York's disabled veterans who are excluded, they need a true brother's voice. So first deputy mayor over the mental illness. And look at all these boys that are killing themselves. We need to be the city that...
They don't even own up to the numbers anymore. I talked to Wounded Warrior Foundation.
They don't.
A week ago.
They don't own up to the numbers. But now, you can be their voice as first deputy mayor. You could be their voice and handle the... We'll deal with the mental illness and with the new protocol I want to give to the auxiliaries with full training because they're volunteers. The National Guard is a volunteer.
We are under non-disclosure because of the new stuff we're working with the administration. So don't mention some of that other stuff yet.
Okay. So some of those things that we're going to do to introduce the policy changes that I'm going to bring that's going to make a more inclusive city, a more united city.
A lot of money coming in.
Well, we're going to make it a stronger, cleaner, better place.
Well, they couldn't have picked two better guys for us to overlook and see how to do something with this money.
Say again?
I said they couldn't have... I mean, he couldn't have found two better guys to penny-pinch the money to make sure it goes to the right place.
You would be an incredible first deputy mayor because, you know, look, there are components in the city that so much corruption absorbed the lowest offices in the mayor's office to the highest office, up to the commissioner's office. You saw it. You watched them resign. Why do you think they resigned? Because they're humble and honest?
Yeah, Eric Adams, I'm surprised he's still there.
Well, he should have been gone already. But the governor...
I suspect he's gone by the summer.
Listen, we thought he'd be gone right after this. We thought the governor would at least do a job. And because now he's trying to kiss up to our president. But this is the guy that threw veterans in the street with the governor. This is the guy...
And gave cash cards to illegal immigrants.
This is the guy
of
who allowed...
our committee is going to be removing that money.
That's right. And I'll be pushing him out and supporting the effort because... It's not that, and I want the viewers to know, we love immigrants who come in legally. It's what made America strong.
Can we put a little bit bigger screen for a few minutes?
Say again?
I'm going to share my screen with you, Darren.
Oh, thank you. New York is the city that loves to embrace legal, lawful entry of illegals. Not only does it make us
assimilation. Yeah.
Not only does it make us multicultural, it brings new and fresh talent to make the city great.
Exactly.
We want that. We were all immigrants. Here's what we don't want. But here's what they did. By allowing these illegals to come in, they took away their right to come back. They did that. You see, they were just trying to build their voter base of Democrats, registering them, committing treason.
I don't think we're gonna see a D in the president's office for another 8 years. 12 years even.
Say again?
I don't think we're going to see a Democrat in the White House for 8 to 12 years.
Possibly not, because...
I suspect Donald Trump goes down, he resigns 3.5 years in, J.D. Vance takes over and wins election.
Well, hopefully
Zanotti's prediction.
But there's going to be some other candidates coming out. They're going to give... Byron Donaldson is going to be governor.
You know, Vivek is out.
Florida.
Vivek is going for governor now. Vivek is out.
Yeah, but not... he's going to go in another state.
But I mean, I spoke to him today. He's going to run. He wants to run for Ohio governor.
He's leaving DOGE, and he wants to go out. That happens. Like, you know, people that worked in Pataki's thing when I was helping George Pataki.
Oh, man.
I helped all the New York candidates. And
you remember the people who worked in his office?
Friends and dedicated back in the day.
Remember the people that worked in his office? You remember any of the people that worked in Pataki's office?
Oh, God. My cousin.
I dated
Edward
a girl in there.
One of his...
think really hard. I bet you'll figure out which girl I dated in Pataki's office years back.
Well,
we'll go through it on air. Just keep a thought. You'll figure it out.
So, Pataki, Al D'Amato, even Mario Biaggi. He was the Bronx guy, and he was the most decorated cop in New York City until Rudy found some scandal. He took a vacation and never took bribes, but they called the vacation a bribe. So he got out and went into a halfway house. But I helped him run again because I knew him. He legislated.
I like him.
Let me tell you what he did. I'm the guy that brought him. He said, Darren, you want me to bring this to legislation? I said, veterans come home. Come having a veteran family, as you know, seven generations, and being disabled. I said, veterans come because I had an idea for veterans with vending cards to start this 101 pasta to give them an opportunity so they can have a little truck business, something they could manage with their family. And, you know, it's kind of like
a tribute
back
to them.
So,
the American dream, that little slice of the American dream.
Yeah. So, so Mario Biaggi said to me, how about I take this to legislation for the permits? Because they couldn't get permits because they would go to the bottom of the list. So, veterans in New York, on those way to get them first. That was the first actual thing that I'd done, where he brought the lady. Veterans who come home from war are entitled not to be on a waiting list, to go to the top of the list to get those hot dog cart permits, vending permits, which I think is ridiculous. You should only have a license from the Board of Health, not a permit to do it, because you have right of
it's kind of like the medallions with the taxi cabs.
But that was the first thing that I'd done for disabled veterans.
You've done a lot of stuff, Darren.
I've done so many things I've forgotten. But
I'm just so ecstatic to have you on the team.
Hey, I'm excited to be here with you, be a contributor.
I mean,
our stories that we can tell. The American public could not fathom the things that we've done because of the fake news. It doesn't tell stories like us.
And then,
well, you see, this is why you have this great show.
Pictures of us and some Goodfellas came up on all over the internet that one. Remember that? We went to a party and didn't realize our company.
Yeah,
or maybe
well,
we did. I don't know.
What can you do?
But I mean, what can you say?
Well,
shout out to Junior.
We got to know what we got to do. We got to take this show as a contributor. We'll go and during even the campaign. You know, this is going to be the second biggest campaign.
Next
to the president.
I'm actually heading up there. You should come up with me next week.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I got to go up. I have a fundraiser. Some people here.
I'm going to Mariana Rivera's. Mariana Rivera owns a car dealership.
Well, here's what's going to happen. We're going
to
bring
writing
some
a
people.
Check to your campaign.
We're going to bring some people to. There's this called Bish. Not Bitch. Bish is a candidate for California Congress. She joined my coalition of Americans taking back our country one state at a time.
Why don't you set up for an interview on the show?
Yes. This is the theme I started again in 2019. So now I'm doing it again because it's time. The president's back in the house. Daddy's home. So now patriots like you and me, as I'm running for New York, but you'll be with me when I win. So we're going to make...
I already took my oath for a position that I can't say, but
so we're gonna.
I guess if you watch the intro to the show, I wear a robe.
I see.
Or maybe I do. I don't know. But anyway,
maybe. Well, but we're going to.
Everything isn't always as it seems.
That's right, and we're going to bring her out, the Bish, and we're getting others to pool our resources. Because
is
here's the thing.
Is she a younger candidate?
And here's the thing. You're going to hear it here on your broadcast first.
Let me hear it.
Okay. And Scott Lobato he listened to some of my videos. Here's the deal. And all your listeners know, New York belongs to all of us. It is our duty as American to save the greatest city. Remember, Washington captured it a second time, and it's one of the original 13 colonies. It's a very significant city. It's very significant to the world on the world stage. It's bigger than Washington.
I bet you I got a piece of New York you don't know. I got a piece of history you don't know.
But here's the thing. New York.
Oh, come on. Let me beat you up. I want to beat you up.
Go ahead. Go for it.
Did you know that the first spy network was in New York City?
I did. And do you know who they went to help them?
I do.
Who?
And they used the 76 house. To hang the people and to try them. It was Benedict Arnold, thought he was being sneaky, and George Washington knew. They but put a chain up, across the Hudson River.
Moving up to Roosevelt.
Yep.
Okay. When they had the German spies.
And it was a U-boat in the Hudson River.
Do you know who got them? Do you know who gave up the spies? CIA went to organized crime. To
Mafia.
Luciano.
We just talked about
they
it
went
on my
to
other
Lucky
show.
Luciano.
Lucky Luciano.
And Maya Lansky. And that's
I literally
who
just
them.
Said it the other day. Lucky Luciano.
That's why Maya Lansky walked. Because the big dogs came down from Washington.
And that's why the longshoremen
no
can still do whatever
him.
They want.
So,
right?
Yeah.
The longshore,
so,
right?
Yeah, see, people don't know that. But see, I'm a New Yorker all my life. And
you and me both. I'm on the side of the river. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? So, I mean, we're going to share some things going forward, but this campaign, there is no city like New York. People are loving my message because it's an inclusive message. It's going to unite the
You've
city
always
with
been
the
inclusive,
old school. It's going to unite the old school Democrats back into patriotism with real conservative Republicans, not rhinos. And we're going to
well,
get the young...
You know, everybody likes to use this MAGA term, but it's like the new rhino. It's just a new nerd. It's a new name.
Right.
It's the Abraham Lincoln was the Whig Party, and then it was we just rebrand. We grow. We evolve.
We rebrand. We're calling on patriots again. Listen, our city is under fire. Three administrations did nothing but ruin the city and make themselves.
Our country's under fire.
Mike Bloomberg went in with $8 billion, came out with $80 billion. How do you do that?
How do you get that rich?
How are you making that money?
I don't know. Ask Eric Adams.
Bill de Blasio ran away with $850 million.
So, Darren, I got to cut you off. You know why? Because part of the I have to give my opening quote of the day. So, opening quote of the day. Leadership is not about making speeches or being liked. Leadership is defined by results, not attributes.
That's right.
Leadership is not about making great speeches. And anyone knows I can do a good one. Or being liked, which that I'm not always. But that means I did the right thing. Leadership is not defined by results, nor attributes. Peter Drucker, quote of the day. I always start with a quote and end with a quote. And you get stuck with the joke of the day. Hey, Carrie, he gets the joke of the day, right, from now on?
I get the joke of the day.
That would be nice.
Yeah, it's a stupid joke usually. So let me get through the notes and we'll keep going. So this election results were very bold. I mean, this was a Reagan-esque win. I mean, they were bold,
this
controversial,
was too big to rig.
And immediate.
Too big to rig.
Yeah.
I worked
people
hard at the
knew
polls.
Exactly what we're going to get, and now we're going to unpack it. So here we got some key stuff. Number one, immigration border security. President Trump today declared a national emergency at the southern border, setting the stage for rapid deployment of 1,500 active duty troops to accelerate the construction of the border wall, which, mind you, was a disgrace that the previous administration was selling it.
Selling it for 5 cents on the dollar. But now that rule has changed. He's upping the military deployment to the thousands. Well,
here comes the trained lawyer to help you out.
He's thinking of sending 10,000
troops. Let me explain this to the folks, because the folks get confused. When you're talking about putting military on there, there is Title 10 of U.S. Code and Title 32. Title 10 is the active duty and the reserve Army, Navy, Marine,
right.
Coast Guard, Air Force. Title 32 is the Air and the Army National Guard and State Guard.
Right.
They have law enforcement power.
Right.
They're
That's
brought
right.
on duty by the governor. Big difference. Because it's going to say the same name tape on a uniform, but they have a lot more authority.
That's right. It's a
and
different
I like to
type.
Make sure people understand
but,
the difference.
But he's thinking of increasing the deployment to protect the border because he's declared that drug dealers.
I did it. I served on Operation Jumpstart. back in two.
He wants to send 10,000 troops.
That was back in '08, I think.
Drug laws are terrorists now. That's it.
People are crossing the border that are of military age from countries that are not our friends.
Yeah, what are we doing? A lot of them. A lot of them that came over are not our friends.
But a lot of them are being looked for right now.
Oh, yeah.
I know as of coming into tonight's show, hundreds of people were picked up in San Diego tonight.
Yes, yes.
Mexican
He's doing
mafia.
His job. Hey, I told him, you know, hey.
And ready for this. I'm going to say it here. I'll probably get in trouble. But he declared the cartels a terrorist organization.
That's right.
So JSOC, our Special Operations Command community, is now on you. You want no part of that.
Yeah, you don't want that. They're coming for you, baby.
You want no part of that.
And some of the states, now Eric Adams is compliant, but I would have not allowed them in, period. The governor would have said, let those busters know. You want to send them upstate? You can't come into five boroughs. You do what you got to do, but I ain't allowing it. But I would have fought her in court. She's committing treason. That's what she committed. On the books, she allowed an invasion.
All right, say this again. Start from the beginning, because when you make accusations like that, I like to hear it, but I like to be truthful.
Yes. Well, listen, she shouldn't have done that. I would have. Mayor
say
of Reading,
again. Who is she?
I would have. Kathy Hochul, the governor. What she did was disgraceful. And what they both did, they did it in a collaborative effort. You know, they threw off veterans in the street to put illegals and hide them. And at night,
in hotels.
At night, they were loading up buses, sending them to Suffolk County. And at night, in the dark of night, that was an invasion. And by the elected officials violating the constitutional rights of New Yorkers under New York State Constitution, if you do something that comes outside of the will of New Yorkers, New Yorkers are supposed to put you on notice, go into district court, put you on notice that you violated high crimes and misdemeanors, and we move to remove you. You can do it for the mayor, the Congress, two-thirds of the House can remove the governor.
Now you know that my book is out this week on the Everyday Guide to the Constitution. So there's one Trump executive order that I'm not sure how to process yet, and we're going to talk about it. Birthright citizenship. I find that I need to read it. And actually, that's the pen I wanted. That's the pen I got. I was getting a pen. I wanted that one. I want to read it from the premise that I think, thinking scholarly, you know, lawyerly, scholarly, like, is if you're jumping over the fence to have that child. But what is the rough, fair amount of time that you actually are a citizen?
Here's the thing about that law. We read it down here in Florida. We have a person who brought it to the commissioners here, similar to New York and around the country. Remember, we are a constitutional republic. Don't be confused with the words democracy.
We are actually a democratic republic.
Right. And that means the majority rule is what they talk about in democracy. So folks think democracy is our freedom. It's not. It's our constitutional republic and how our constitution was written, because we have individual freedom. Each and every one of us has individual freedom. That's how.
On that note, Darren, I got to do a station identification and a short 30-second break. Folks, you're right here on Eric A. Sinati Unplugged, right on Sinati Nation Radio, right on iHeartMedia. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Don't go anywhere.
At the Rant Round Law Firm, we understand the importance of your constitutional rights. We truly care that we must get a client their desired result. If your freedom is compromised in any way, you call us. We do immigration, state and federal criminal defense, personal injury, bankruptcy, DWIs, family law, real estate law. We want you to be confident in our ability to represent you.
Welcome back, Eric A. Sinati, Unplugged, with the first episode with my political contributor, Darren. We're back. So, Darren, thanks for sticking through the break, folks. Darren,
We were on the Constitution of the birthright.
Right.
That was our last.
But then DEI blew up in my face. I didn't know what to hit first.
Well, here's the thing. We did that Well,
if we were a podcast, we could talk all night, but we're a radio show. We've got 55 minutes.
We're in the CCREC committee. I'm a committee, executive committee man in the Republican, the strongest county in Florida before I return to New York. You know, Collier County Republican Club officially, before Donald Trump was sworn in, we read the Constitution. Now, if a pair of people come here just to have their baby, the child is a citizen of the country of the parents. That's written in there. You come here illegally,
and right. That's where I'm thinking the 14th Amendment is going to kind of.
The 14th Amendment
is clear. You can't break a law to make a law.
Okay, if your parents are Americans and you're born here, right? If they come from another country and they have you here, you're a child. Your citizenship is of the country of your natural parents. Not America. We read it.
You know who I got to get? I got to get my best professor, Alan Dershowitz. Best professor I ever had. We got to get
him. I like John Turley. Turley? I like him. He's a...
Who's that?
Turley, the law professor.
Oh, I love Dershowitz. He was one of the favorite class I ever had.
And we got to get him on this show.
You know who else I had?
He's a law genius.
What was his name? The Gates, Professor Gates.
Professor Gates. I like Jonathan Turley.
He was remember he was the black professor where the cops gave him a hard time?
Well, during the impeachment attempts on Trump, Jonathan Turley spoke and said this is what they're doing is unconstitutional. How they're going to get around it, he said, I don't know. This is not going to pay. It just doesn't.
Well, that's why they're doing executive order. It's going to get challenged in Supreme Court.
Well, listen, this guy runs out and he gives blanket pardons. Joe Biden, what's that about?
Hey, listen. You
know, pardon his family.
Didn't we all get booked out for January 6th? I know they knocked on your door.
If they're not criminal, what are you pardoning, right? If you're so honest, what's the pardon for? I've never heard anybody pardon an innocent man.
Right.
So, and then he said he wasn't going to do Hunter, but Hunter's guilty. Then he put
I wish they would just delete the fake news about me and about you and about other people.
Look at all the fake stuff about, listen, conservatives like you and me, they'll either not talk about us or talk trash about us. That's the way it is.
They don't want to actually have an interview. Come on my show, NPR. NPR, you want to say things, come on and on.
If you got it, bring it. So we're going to be bringing some interesting stuff here. I'm
proud of things I've done, and any mistake I made, it made me a better man.
Listen,
I never heard anybody.
Life is full of mistakes. People make their own mistakes in their pathway.
That's how you learn
the success they desire.
That is what is that? They call that wisdom. That's wisdom.
They call it wisdom. Gathering wisdom. Right? You know.
So
and the white
our
hair.
Next topic, DEI. So offices have been officially closed down as of his swearing in. All employees have been placed on administrative leave. However, it doesn't say paid or unpaid. I'm going to assume paid.
It says
this action
pay, but
dismantles
then
years
be
of
fired.
Work. What's that?
It said pay, but then ultimately no pay to be fired.
I don't
completely.
Think they should not be not paid because fair is fair. They were hired, but we can move them. But they shouldn't just put them out to pasture. I don't support that.
No, you can't just sort of,
this is somebody's life.
Right.
This is
switch them to another department or something.
Yeah.
You know, we're not a cruel country.
No, I would never want somebody to suffer like that.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely.
So number three, energy and environmental policies. The United States has now withdrawn from the Paris Climate Accord. What do you think on that?
I think that was a good move. The president is keeping us out of anything that suggests world order, globalism. We're not involved in that. Where do you know?
Canada,
States?
Number 51.
We're out of that. Anything that says.
No, I'm saying, is Canada going to be 51?
I'm thinking that's a possibility.
I was talking to somebody, another insider today.
How do you like the Gulf of America? I like the Gulf of America.
I love that.
And
I was talking to a friend of ours today.
Of America. What do you call that? They think we're kidding. They have no idea.
We're not kidding.
Trump is a New Yorker. They have no idea. When he says it, he's coming. And that's why they didn't want him. That's why, listen,
I don't want to say the person I was talking to today, but it's a friend of ours that we were in D.C. with. And I said to him, we were talking about TikTok. And he's like, oh, they put it back on. I said, listen, these little kids are going to kill themselves, and it's going to be a craziness. But I said, here's how it's going to go down. Another Sanati prediction, folks, right here on iHeart. TikTok's going to be there, but it's not going to be owned by China. We're going to handpick who owns it. And that's going to happen within the next 60 days.
Won't be owned by China.
60 days.
China will not own TikTok.
They will not. They will not.
They will not own it. China, no, China. China will
not
own it.
Not going to happen.
They will give us a share. We will take our price. And they're going to pay.
But you know what, though? Here's the thing. I did see something on a humanistic piece, Darren. Because of COVID, there are people that this is their real form of friendship, a younger generation.
Yes.
And I actually saw somebody cry, and they weren't a lunatic crying. I saw the hurt in this kid's face that he was going to lose a lot of friends because that's all he knew. You know, we're from a different cloth, you and I. We're from a different era.
Yeah.
If that's all we knew is what we're doing right here, I hope that they come. I'm assuming there's already somebody chosen to take over that company. That's Sanati prediction. So also, restrictions on domestic drilling and fossil fuel production have been lifted.
Drill, baby, drill.
Right, Sarah Palin, right? What is she
drill,
doing?
Drill, baby, drill.
What is she doing?
He's keeping his word. I never doubted him. I think they're not going to stop. We still have to protect him.
I'm
concerned with his security.
He's not bringing any family members into the administration.
But.
I did talk Democrats, to that one person today, which I don't want to say the family member's name.
The Democrats haven't been this
mad. He's not involved.
The Democrats haven't been this mad since Lincoln freed the slaves and took away their slaves.
And look what they did to Lincoln. So
that's what I'm saying. So this is, listen,
I have
Reagan, there's Lincoln.
I have Lincoln stuff everywhere.
And look at Lincoln, Reagan, now Trump. In New York, it'll then be me, Darren Aquino. We're not going to stand for it anymore. We have a duty to this country. Every state in the union has got to come
together.
We've
got to get rid of AOC.
Oh, she's got to go. She disgraced the Latinos everywhere.
Why don't we just find somebody and plow them through that neighborhood like she did?
She makes my culture look like an idiot.
Yeah, what is your ethnical background?
Puerto Rican and Italian. My father was Italian. My mother was Puerto Rican.
So who do you like
French.
Better?
And French.
You go to Carmine, so I know what you. I know you like the Italians better.
Well, we like to go to Rayo's. Rayo's was my family restaurant. My uncle, my great uncle Vince, owned that restaurant. It goes back.
You used to hang at the Ravenite, didn't you?
The restaurant in East Holm. You can't get in there. I mean,
he didn't hear me, Gary.
Can't get in there.
You didn't hear me, did you? I said you were a regular at the Ravenite.
At Rayo's.
If you believe the picture they posted on us a couple years ago. So also, we got an aggressive push to expand liquefied natural gas.
Well,
number four, pardons and legal actions. And here it is, the most controversial move. 1,500 people in connection with January 6th were granted pardons. Now, you and I both were investigated for January 6th. And we weren't even there.
That's right.
But they came and took pictures of my autograph book.
Yeah. I was a candidate and we're conservative and they want to clear the playing field. The Democrats committed high treason. There's no doubt about it. That invasion.
You would have thought they'd be humbleized by this loss.
They were not humbleized. That's their cover. They're not humbleized. Don't you see the fake news attacking them?
I get more viewers on my 1 hour on this show than CNN gets for the whole day, Darren.
Elon Musk is going to buy it. They're going to go out of business. Nobody's watching CNN. They're watching broadcasts.
They're coming
like
to Sanati Nation Radio.
They're watching Sanati. They don't want to watch CNN. They don't want news no more. ABC, NBC, CNN. They're going to be a thing of the past. Podcast.
Well, you know what they're calling it? It used to be fake news. Now they're calling it legacy news.
Yeah, legacy. Yeah, it's pulled my legacy. That's fake news. They're going to be joining. You're going to get so many more viewers. We're going to have so many. The time is changing. As Donald Trump says, who's friend to my family, plays golf with my cousin. I was with him when
he belongs to the same country club I do down here. He plays golf at my club down here.
Yeah, he plays golf with my cousin. My cousin has a golf course in Jersey called Due Process. So that's the owner of Arizona.
Why do I not belong to that?
I don't play golf.
I'm starting to do pickleball. I suck at golf.
I like the game. I do cigars, though. I just suck.
Shout out to Monte Cristo, a sponsor of the show. Thank you, Monte Cristo.
Monte Cristo, okay. We love sponsors.
I also want to mention something that I was not going to script, and I can't go too deep on it because I don't know how far they're going to put out on it, but I spoke to a whistleblower today and yesterday who is going to unravel the UFO-UAP world bigger than we ever thought. He's going to be on my show eventually. He has to testify before Congress first.
Yeah. This is a good time for America.
You're up there. You're seeing all these things in the sky.
Listen, this is Donald Trump is going to make good on his word. And you see, did you see that speech? We saw that speech. Was that if the one in the last rally, we got a preview of what he was going to say. We seen it first. We saw it first. I was so proud of it and brought tears to my eyes.
Did you see, I sent you, we got invited to another party, you and I. Yeah, they postponed one of them. We got invited. It's next month or something.
Well, and they should do that. And I was going to send them a note on that to Susie Wiles, his chief.
Hey, do you have any campaign events kicking off for you?
We're going to be starting up some campaign events for February, some fundraising events.
Let me know what I can do.
The Democrats that are in New York, even though Donald got 30% to flip, that's good. That's good. But the Latino community will support me. The Italian community will support me. The Jewish community supported
me. Alvin Bragg's got to go.
But he's elected by the state employee. I don't have jurisdution, but I do
he's
have
elected.
The voice.
He's elected.
I have the voice of New Yorkers to move, to get rid of him. I have the voice of New Yorkers.
They can recall election.
The mayor is a constitutional office, and we can enforce the Constitution to protect all New Yorkers.
You could do like Governor DeSantis is doing in Florida.
If justice is failing New Yorkers, the mayor must move. And that means the governor, Letitia James, who's responsible for the death
of two children. She campaigned
on
just taking down one man.
We got to take down Letitia James, Kathy Hochul, Eric Adams, and Alvin
Bragg. You want to know what the worst?
They have to go.
One of the worst days in New York City's history was when that illegal immigrant beat up the police and then gave the finger walking out bail free.
That was six illegal. There were six illegals beating up two cops.
NYPD is the finest police agency in the world.
My nephew's one of them. My two nephews are NYPD.
You don't do that. I hope this guy ran into trouble on a side alley. That's all I got to say. You know, we come from the old street.
With the good people of New York, I get elected. Those troubles are going to go. I'll have the support of the White House. We will clean up New York City. My mantra and my committee is the committee. It has been the committee established September 2023, the committee to make New York safe again.
Is this the one I'm on?
In the trademark.
Am I on that committee? Is that the one you're talking about?
That's the one that you got to be on the committee, yes.
Okay.
It's a fundraising political committee to make New York safe again. I am the chairman, because that's the way they make you do it, as you know. And people are trying to steal it already. But the trademark and the time that I started it and registered with and all of the emails, you know, you saw it,
Darren, hands down. Who's gonna run?
Curtis Lee was thinking of coming out.
Curtis?
Coming back.
I don't want to get beat up. Whatever. And you know what? John Jr. and him have their issue. Do I really think he was stabbed? No, I don't. I said it on the air. So next, on executive orders. Executive order was signed limiting the federal government to recognize only two biological sexes.
That's right. Two genders.
It is now official. When I go to the bathroom in the morning and I look down, I knew what I am. But apparently the feds can tell me now, too.
Yeah. A reminder.
And again, I don't discriminate what somebody does. I am the biggest proponent that government does not belong in your bedroom. We also don't need to fund things, and we don't need to reinvent the wheel.
Like I said, I was asked this question as a candidate.
Don't go to sleep on my show. That's the first way to get fired as a contributor.
No. Once what they asked me was, how do I feel about transgender? I said, how do I feel about somebody's right that's confused? That wants to mutilate their body, as long as they're not committing suicide.
It's been around
forever.
They
have a right. No, let me say, they have a right to be what they think they are. And right. they are free Americans. And I don't challenge that. What I don't accept is we will not be hanging any gay pride flags in government buildings that represent all. We don't represent one, we represent all. Right. So we're not the United Nations.
And no one's going to tell my son that he could be a little girl.
And that's the
and
other
he's
thing.
And he's in
also,
preschool.
I will make a ban in New York City. Any doctor who performs a surgery within the five boroughs in any of those hospitals, he's going to jail. Right. He will be arrested. I will send NYPD and a special task force that I'm going to create to solve those problems. We
Have
will
you
protect.
Already thought about task force?
Listen, this is really important. I want gay and lesbian folks to know your freedom of your same-sex choice, you'll be protected.
They need to be protected.
Anybody does hate crime, they're going to jail.
It's a hate crime.
We're New Yorkers,
should. Yeah,
and I appreciate
absolutely.
Your freedom. But we can all agree, you don't shove your freedom down a little kid's throat that he should be gay or he's... We don't do that.
But at the same
I have
time,
friends
Darren,
that are gay.
I agree that they can have a parade. Because everybody else does.
Absolutely.
All
and they do. Listen, I march with my union. I march to support their freedom.
Right,
I'm okay with that. I'm perfectly.
I'm
not okay with transgenders going in front of schools, hanging their junk out, calling themselves, you know, women when they got a three-piece
head
hanging.
And how many come back and they commit suicide because that's not what they wanted?
And this is what's going on. And so I'm going to make a law 21. None of that's going to happen in New York City unless you're 21 years old and you made a conscious decision of your own. If your parent does, they're going to be charged with child abuse.
So,
and
Darren,
that's
guess what?
Doing.
Special point of the show. You're having your own segment. I sandbagged you. You're going to have your own segment when you're on, and it's called Special Segment Darren D. Analysis. So Darren's going to provide his expert analysis on today's most pressing issue, breaking down executive orders and what it means for Americans every day. The floor is yours, my friend.
Thank you. Well, listen, America is all about Americans. When radical extremists come in, you want to call them Democrats, I call them elected Democrats that not only destroyed the founding of the good Democratic Party, they were good. They're good people. In my time of growing up, Democrats and Republicans were working together. Mario Cuomo and President Reagan helped me do my first advocating job.
Ed Koch.
I gave Ed Koch ideas with refurbishing those abandoned buildings. That was my idea. In my 20s, I was brilliant, but nobody gave me a job. Nobody gave me a job. I gave them ideas. They gave me nothing. But I pursued other things. It was my destiny from God above to be the advocate
now
and change the lives.
And
that
you're
I
on
gave.
Unplugged. What more can you ask for?
This is it. This is, look it. Now we get to tell the stories that are true and not fake, uncensored, right?
Unfiltered, unplugged.
Unplugged, unfiltered.
We are live
uncensored.
Radio, so we can't curse. But I don't care about YouTube's algorithm. I don't care. I'm going to say COVID. I'm going to say the real word.
That's it. Listen, what we went through since COVID, I gave the Cuomo. I told Andrew, he was my friend. I faxed the office. Use the armories in New York. You got the comfort. You got
had all that space.
I sent him. It's on the facts. I have the evidence. He didn't use the comfort. He sent it back. He took the side of the Democrats to make Trump look bad so that we'd get rid of him forever like we wanted to get rid of him. This is where you saw the evil of Democrats.
Right.
This is where you saw that they were not the Democrat you grew up with, that these are an elitist group. They're not
Do you
even
watch
real
Cuomo
Democrats.
Now on News
They're
Nation?
Just elitist.
Do you watch Cuomo on News Nation?
Did I watch what?
Do you watch Cuomo on News Nation at all?
No. You're like Chris, the brother, Fredo?
Yeah, because I mean, Bill O'Reilly goes on there. I think he's not bad. I think he's pretty good.
Now after the assassination,
he's a straight shooter.
He came out and humbled himself, and he should. Okay?
He's a straight shooter. I like him.
President under the bus. Let me tell you, in Doral, when I was there the week before he went to Butler, if I would have been in Doral, I was supposed to go. Our committee went, but it was just too hot, and after the heart surgery and. Can't be out in 95-degree weather.
Yeah, man,
it was,
we got to keep you protected. So we're coming up on a hard close.
I would have jumped right over on the president to
Darren,
protect him.
You got to keep an eye on the light. We got to close it out. So, Darren, I'm going to thank you. You're going to be on several times a week.
Looking forward to it.
And you're going to also, Sanati Nation Radio, exclusive on iHeart. We are doing a news show every day, which you're going to partake with me. And it's going to also be 5 minutes on the top of every hour.
Love to.
Folks out there that are listening, Sanati Nation Radio is hiring technical people, interns, and we're doing auditions for talent. You can reach at eric@thehostilezone.com, eric@ericandrewsanati.com, or thehostilezone@bbstalkradio.com. Darren, how do they reach you? Besides your email,
you can go to voteforaquino.com. The whole bio and everything is there. It's real simple. To learn about the campaign, to join the campaign, to be part of making New York safe again, we own that committee. If anyone, you see them using that name, it's not the real me. There's the website. There's the social media platforms. Come and join us. Be a hero for New York and join me. It's not me taking it back. It's us taking it back. So let's take back our city together and make it safe again. Great again.
And that's right, Darren. Clean again. Don't go anywhere. Stay in the green room because we got to shoot the news after this. Now, Kerry, let me close this out. So, folks, I'm glad that you got to meet Darren. Really good friend of mine. Really excited about him being a contributor. Rumor on the street is he may even have his own show coming down the pike. So, in conclusion and summary, tonight, President Trump has taken the reign. And he has not slowed down, and it doesn't look like it's coming anytime soon. He's taking his swings, and he's wasting no time making his mark on the nation's policies that he spoke and said he's going to do. From immigration to energy, from international relations to today's actions reflecting vision, as polarizing as it is impactful. And voices like Darren Aquino are going to be joining us more often on Unplugged to talk more about this. So as always, I thank you, because with you folks, we get millions of viewers and listeners on our nightly show and hundreds of thousands of downloads after the show airs. That's because of you. Stay safe, America. Remember, 360, 365, your head forward 180 degrees, 180 degrees behind you. Your head is always on a swivel. Because danger doesn't take a break, neither should you. Don't go anywhere. Check us out on Unplugged tomorrow. God bless America.